USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had good news from the White House.
I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
The president said everyone who wants one can get the coronavirus vaccine by the end of May. During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity. There, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any sign.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
The Senate has confirmed President Biden's choice to serve as CIA Director and Deputy Secretary of State. William Burns was confirmed to lead the CIA, and Brian McKeon will be Deputy Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Earlier this week, President Biden said yes when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer.
I said, look in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And looked back at me and said, we understand each other.
The Russian president responded to him, saying Biden's comments reflect the past and current problems of the United States. Attorneys general from about 24 states are suing to overturn President Biden's cancellation of a major pipeline. USA Radio's Lance Pry has an update.
21 states, nearly half of America, has filed a lawsuit Wednesday against President Biden and his decision to fire thousands of union workers by revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, a line that carries crude oil from Canada to Nebraska. Texas and Montana attorney generals argued in the complaint that Congress, not Biden, has the authority to change the national energy policy. Biden revoked the permit for the pipeline on his first day in office through executive order, citing climate change. The pipeline itself is virtually pollution-free and the greenest way to move 800,000 barrels of oil a day. Since tanker trucks can only hold 190 barrels of oil, it'll take over 4,200 diesel engines a day just to move the oil. Train cars? They hold 700 barrels of oil, so it would take 1,142 train cars running diesel engines to transport the liquid nearly 1,200 miles it needs to go. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.